From Washington, this is VOA News. Kerry presses a rock for a more inclusive government, and activists call for a sexual abuse investigation in Egypt. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pressed Iraq's top Shiite leaders today to create a more inclusive government in the face of a militant Sunni insurgency that has captured vast territories in northern and western Iraq. The top U.S. diplomat made an unannounced trip to Baghdad. He met with the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, as well as a key Shiite cleric and two highest-ranking Sunni lawmakers. Kerry said Iraqi leaders assured him they would meet a July 1st deadline to start forming a new government, but he warned the Iraqis they must quickly act to block the advance of the militants.
This is clearly a moment when the stakes for Iraq's future could not be clearer. ISIL's campaign of terror, their grotesque acts of violence and repressive ideology pose a grave danger to Iraq's future.
You heard more details on that story at voanews.com. We turn our attention now to Egypt, where a court there has sentenced three Al Jazeera journalists to 7 years in prison on charges of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and spreading false news in a case that has drawn international condemnation. The three sentenced today in Cairo include the Australian Peter Gresty, the Egyptian-Canadian Mohamed Fahmy, and the Egyptian Bahar Mohamed, who was given an extra 3 years on another charge. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, called for the journalist's release, saying media in Egypt should be protected, not prosecuted. Meanwhile, a group of Egyptian human rights activists is calling on the United Nations to send a fact-finding mission to Egypt to investigate human rights violations against women, including sexual abuse and rape. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The Egyptian activists' report to the UN Human Rights Council documents flagrant human rights violations suffered by women at the hands of Egypt's military rulers since the ouster of former President Mohamed Morsi nearly 1 year ago. The report says the situation for women has worsened because military authorities specifically target them. They say 50 women have been unlawfully killed during anti-coup protests. Between July 3, 2013 and June 1, 2014, the report notes nearly 1,585 female political prisoners have been arrested. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Israel has taken military action in Syria after a deadly cross-border attack. Robert Berger has details from Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes attacked 9 military targets inside Syria, including a command center and infantry positions. Israel said it was retaliation for an attack Sunday on the disputed Golan Heights, in which a 13-year-old Israeli boy was killed by an anti-tank missile fired from Syria. Two others, including the boy's father, an Israeli defense contractor, were injured when a blast hit their vehicle. It was the first Israeli fatality on the border since the Syrian civil war erupted more than 3 years ago. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog, charged with ridding Syria of its stockpile, says it has received the last of the country's toxic chemicals identified for removal. The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said today that the ship carrying the last of the chemical weapons had just left the Syrian port of Latakia. European foreign ministers threatened today to impose further sanctions on Russia if it fails to comply with the Ukrainian president's plan to end fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists amid reports that the two sides have begun talks. In a joint statement, the EU foreign ministers called on the Russian President Vladimir Putin to pull back Russian forces from the Ukrainian border. 8 people were killed and 20 injured by a bomb that tore through the grounds of the School of Hygiene today in the Nigerian city of Kano. Police say they have detained a suspect in that blast. Kano has experienced previous attacks, which have been blamed on the Boko Haram Islamist militants. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.